The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Do gamers even like to game?
I know I don't. I'm Stevie.
And I'm Victoria.
And this is Gaming Sucks, the podcast where we talk about, well, how gaming sucks.
But not always. Sometimes it isn't too bad.
I guess you could say that sometimes we adapt.
Adaptations?
Whoa! Oh my god! Adaptations, the topic of this week's episode? That's crazy!
Okay.
Like,
preach.
Arcane. So at the time of recording, Arcane season 2 is not out. Mm-hmm. But by the time this is posted, it will have been like a good week.
Yeah.
Since, oh my god. a good week since Arcane season 2 has been out. So I'll talk about how I feel in the next episode about Arcane. But I love season 1. Like, Arcane is a genuinely good adaptation.
Yes, yes.
And I feel like...
Yes, as a League player.
One popular comment is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, like, an animation and music company makes a video game too.
Yes, the running joke.
Because they're so good at what they do. They're amazing. Their music and animation is absolutely outstanding. And they adapted the series with such care for the characters, but also changed things to be more present.
Mm-hmm. And I think they were able to touch on a lot of very important social issues within yes. Arcane as well. Mm-hmm. I love just the creative direction.
I'm from the Undercity.
Yeah. You're from Zaun.
I'm from Zaun.
From Zaun. I don't know. Just everything about Arcane is so, it's so polished, and I love
right?
it. I love how much thought, how much detail it went into every scene.
Like, it just, it's so good.
Yeah. And for anyone who hasn't watched it yet, you need to sit.
Get off this podcast. Go watch Arcane.
Yeah, sit your butt
so
down.
So genuinely.
Give yourself like 8 hours or something and
come
go
back after,
it.
Though. Come back after.
Yes. But I will say, I think my only dislike about Arcane, which I know is something that a lot of people may disagree with, is that I felt it was very slow in the beginning. So it took me, like, 2 sittings before I could actually finish Arcane.
Do you have ADHD?
Not diagnosed. I have no idea.
Sorry. I think that's a common thing with, like, the... And I call these people peer-reviewed. like, people with peer-reviewed ADHD who have been, like, diagnosed by their friends or, like, been like, hey, you should get that looked at. I think a lot of people have that same struggle. I don't want to speak... I'm not a doctor. I don't want to speak for people with ADHD, but I do think you should look into that.
No, okay. In my defense, though, to be fair, I think I was doing, like, other stuff at the same time.
Okay.
Like, I was, like, drawing or I was, like, doing schoolwork, so I wasn't really paying attention.
So you're hating on Arcane.
I'm not hating on Arcane. Watching Arcane made me want to play League of Legends more, and then that made me spend more money on the game.
It's a good business model.
That's fine.
It's a good business model.
I'm okay with
that. Can you argue with that?
No, I'm not disagreeing with them. Riot Games is an incredibly smart company, and I have full respect for that.
And so, unfortunately, they do have some upcoming skins in Valorant. And I don't want to buy them. I don't want to buy them. But the demons in me, the parasites.
They're telling you to do
They're
it.
They're telling me I have to buy them.
And I think you should.
Well, let's
I
see. Depends, like, how many hours I work next week. If I can afford those Valorant skins,
time to put
you know?
Those hours in.
Time to put those hours in. What can I do?
Time to put on those big boy pants and go to work. Now we've talked about good adaptations, here are some not so good ones. Let me start the Minecraft movie, which isn't even out yet.
Oh, God. I don't like the art.
Keep going.
I'm not... I'm, like... I'm not a huge fan of the art style. I feel like...
Is there even an art style, though? To cut you off, sorry.
I'm not a fan of what I see, and I just feel like they had... What was that animated thing that came out that was, like, Minecraft Dungeons or something?
Yeah, like, Minecraft, like, stories.
Yeah, story mode.
Story mode, there
it?
You go.
I like that. I think they should have kept that animation style for a feature film. Or, like, how Bob's Burgers did. I know that's not a video game, I'm sorry. But, like, they basically just added some, like, shine and polish for the film, for their animation style. I think that was great. I think Minecraft should have done something similar to story mode.
No, I definitely agree. I don't hate live action as a genre. I think it does get a lot of undeserved hate. Mm-hmm. But also, they do for good reason, regardless. I just don't think making a live action Minecraft movie was the right move. It just doesn't make sense. And I don't know if the narrative or, like, the plot of the story is of the Minecraft movie is out yet.
Okay, MatPat.
I don't know. Time for some lore. Anyways, I don't know.
Lore! Sorry, this is my MatPat impression.
I just don't think it matches Minecraft. Like, doing a live-action story, I just don't see how it works.
What I would have done was do something very mysterious. Like, the end script of Minecraft is so beautiful, and it's something that some people have, like, they think it's so worthy that they've gotten it tattooed permanently on their bodies. So I think Minecraft story mode just... would have been a better decision to go about that.
Yep.
But also, like, with the end poem, I really love that. I think they should have done something mysterious with that. Like, I think that would have been such a good Easter egg to start off the movie with something from the end poem, right?
Or you can even extend the game using, like, film to create, like, a narrative from the game.
I don't think that would have been as well received. I think it would be really cool, but I don't think people would be happy about that.
I think it'd be a lot better than whatever they have right now.
I'm not a fan. Another poorly received adaptation, Hitman. I am serious. I promise. I am actually,
no,
I
no,
do
no,
have
actually,
some points here.
Tell me, I didn't even
so,
know.
They do have some movies that
Hitman
have varying degrees of quality.
Okay.
The main complaint about them is that, so he's Hitman, right? He is an assassin. Well, he's Agent 47.
Is he like the mafia or something?
So he is an assassin. Okay. As in, the main point of the game
like
is
hired
like,
to kill.
Yeah, but also he wants to be stealthy, right? In the whole game, he's like it's like an action flick. He's blowing up cars. He's like shooting people in broad daylight.
GTA.
Right? Like it's GTA. Hitman as GTA. And I think that. I love Hitman with all my freaking heart. Mm-hmm. Like, this criticism is not indicative of my love and dying devotion for Hitman. I really have a Hitman problem. But, the movies are not good. And it's...
How many are there?
I think there are three. Which
three?
Is really unfortunate because they could have told a really beautiful story.
I think people would eat that up.
Right?
In general, just as a concept.
I just think that they're action flicks that use the Hitman name because I don't see, like, I think I miss some, I'm not, like, a full, I'm sorry to admit this, I don't know the full plot of Hitman, actually, like, through all of the games because there's much timeline stuff, and so I don't know all of it.
TV exposed?
I know, I'm sorry,
He's not
I'm
a
sorry.
Real fan. No, I'm kidding.
But I am a fake fan.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately. But I just... It's not like World of Assassination, which is fair because World of Assassination... Oh my gosh. Which is fair because World of Assassination came after. But it's not like anything that I expected it to be, knowing the Hitman franchise. And it's just... It's an action flick with cosplaying as a Hitman movie. Because I wanted to see some stealth, right? I did not want to see him blow things up. That's not what he does. I want to see some
movie?
Mind games. In the mind games. In the mind games. In the movies, I'm pretty sure he blows things up. Or he's just, like, not subtle at all. In the games, he is the silent assassin. Like, he is undetectable.
Okay.
Right? And
Got
so
you.
It was just really disappointing to see that. Overall, like, I think most adaptations kind of struggle within, and I don't know what this looks like behind the scenes. Maybe we should because we're media production students. But I don't know what it looks like behind the scenes and who does what, but I just think a lot of things get lost in, like, the transition, and that, like, I don't know how they adapt their stories, but I don't think they're doing it right.
You know what's the thing I notice about video game adaptations into, like, films in particular, is that they're trying to pack several, like, I don't know, like, several hours of gameplay of, like, cutscenes and
so true.
Lore and story into, like, right. 1.5 hour or even, like, 2 hour films. There's not enough time. Not enough time. You're definitely going to cut out, like, important details or things that you deem as not necessary.
And you're just going to have to be okay with that.
Yeah, and then people who are dedicated fans of the video game, they're just going to feel like you didn't do their story justice or their game justice.
Ultimately, when you make an adaptation of a video game, you have a very clear decision to make. And that decision is this a movie or is this for the fans?
Yes.
And a lot of the times when they make the decision of this is a movie, they mess up a little bit. And they make it into a movie that just has the name of something successful.
So what's your hot take on the Five Nights at Freddy's movie then?
I've been expecting this.
Yeah. I'll start first then.
I would appreciate that. I have a lot of feelings.
You need to put them together first.
I need to not start crying right now.
Oh my God. I feel like I watched the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. I don't think it followed the actual lore of the game. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe it followed the lore of the books.
The books.
Or the first book. I think it was The Silver Eyes, but please don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I didn't read the books.
Who did?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, that was so mean.
You might want to get that.
Except for MatPat.
I mean, it's entertaining as a movie, don't get me wrong, but if you're a fan of the game, something about it just feels wrong. It doesn't feel right.
Absolutely.
I used to know more about the lore, but that's kind of like
The lore.
That's like in the back of my head, so I literally cannot pull it out right now.
I miss MatPat every single day of my life.
But I don't know. It was just such an interesting adaptation. It literally took itself not seriously, if that's the right way to word it. So I definitely do think it is worth a watch. It is entertaining the first time you watch it. But I will say, as just like the narrative as a film, it literally makes no sense.
The FNAF movie was disappointing to me in so many ways. For one, and I totally understand there were scheduling conflicts, but I think that it was such a shame to not have Markiplier in it.
What was he supposed to do?
He was supposed to be the night guard that gets killed in the first scene, I believe. Also, spoilers for the FNAF movie up ahead.
Oh my God.
The first scene, the guard isn't,
he's on board.
He doesn't come back, and it's not a main character, so I think that's fine. But spoilers for the FNAF movie moving forward. He was supposed to be the night guard that gets killed. And I think it's just a shame that they couldn't make anything work with him. Like, even if he wasn't that night guard, just to make anything work. I think it's a shame. That's not why I think it's a bad adaptation, though. I just think that in the choice of, is this a movie or is this a fans, they did not make that choice.
It was kind of like a blur of both.
They wanted it to be a movie for the fans, if that makes sense. Like, they wanted a little bit of both. And they definitely leaned a lot towards the fans. Like, there were a lot of Easter eggs that I really loved, but it was more like the Easter eggs are for the fans, but this is very much a movie, if that makes sense.
I don't think it does. You know what really threw me off about the movie? I guess spoiler alert, right? You know that part? There's like the montage scene when they're at the pizzeria with the kid.
Oh my God, like the sleepover. Yeah, that was not good.
Nothing about it made sense.
Nothing made sense.
It added nothing to the narrative.
It added nothing.
What was the reason?
I'm just repeating what you're saying at this point.
Yeah,
but
because
like,
it makes no sense.
It did not make sense. It was very disappointing to watch. And in theaters, like, I know my reaction in theaters was genuinely just staring and going, what is happening right now? Because that was very disappointing.
I wish the film was more scary. I genuinely wanted more jump scares. I wanted to, like, pee my pants.
Even so, like, if they didn't want to be that scary, like, that was still not a scene that should have been in the movie. Like, that is just, why?
What was the point?
Like, I think they wanted to show off the animatronics more, but that was not the scene to do it.
I don't know. And those the dream sequences also really confused me.
I don't know what happened in that movie. That whole movie was a dream sequence.
Oh, real. It was kind of a mess, not gonna lie.
I love the Easter eggs. Like, I think there were so many cute little Easter eggs all over the movie.
Yep.
I just think that they ultimately didn't deliver everything it should have.
Mm.
And I am happy they got as many people as they could to guest star.
I only remembered MatPat being in
it. The thing is, MatPat being in that movie is quite literally one of its redeeming features. Like, I rewatched that scene a few times because of just the way I felt in that theater was the way I felt with, like, old Avengers, as stupid as that sounds.
No, that's so real, though. That's so valid.
Because, like, I think I wasn't paying attention when I watched the FNAF movie, and it was that scene. I was kind of distracted. But then I heard his voice, and the way I whipped around to look, and I genuinely felt like,
were
oh, my
in
God.
Theaters?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, girl was looking at her phone. She's bored.
No, I was just, like nodding off, and I don't know. It was just, like, hearing his voice, I was like, no way. And thank you. Shout out to my friends, Andrew and Kay, for keeping that a secret for me. Like, they really saved my life there. Aww. I did not know he was going to be in the movie. I had spoiled all of it for myself, but they kept that part hidden for me. And that really, like, made the movie for me. I still don't have a positive opinion of it, unfortunately.
Not a positive opinion.
I think I appreciate all the Easter eggs, all the cameos. Like, ultimately, that was so great.
Yeah.
I love that they made MatPat's name tag Ness. I think that was really just a cute shout out. And also a hate crime on Scott Cawthon's part, frankly.
To butcher the film like that?
No, just because, do you know the lore? Like, the Sans is Ness lore?
No.
MatPat has this, like, super popular theory. Well, popular isn't the right word. Let's call it controversial theory up that's, like, Sans is Ness. So Sans from Undertale is, like, Ness.
Yeah,
from,
I was, like, thinking
yeah.
Ness from, like,
I forget what it's
was
called.
Was it Unbound Mother?
Yes. Yeah, Mother something Unbound.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is embarrassing.
No. It's, like, the Nintendo game.
Yes.
In the kid in Super Smash Bros.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Yes.
And so this is a
Didn't
really...
Didn't they come in, like, two different eras?
So it's a really controversial theory for many reasons, obviously.
Okay.
And I don't know, I just love that they made that his name tag. Like, I think it was so funny.
That's
and just
cute.
Scott hating on him. After MatPat's many years of hating on Scott. I don't know, it was, like, a very... It was nice for fans. Like, there were so many good qualities of it. But just as a film, it does not meet my expectations. And as an adaptation, it did not meet my expectations. Like, I understand, also, FNAF had the difficult challenge of, like, they don't know what story to do because they have so many stories to tell.
Yeah, but I feel like it would have made sense to stick to the first game.
They
should
have stuck to the games instead of the books.
No, like, the first game. Oh, wait, oh, they said
they did the books, right?
So it's kind of like a Hunger Games, Harry Potter situation.
What?
No. Okay. What I was referring to is that, like, oh, they adapted a book, like, from Harry Potter. From,
oh,
like
yes.
So in retrospect, it should have been good?
It's interesting because they, like, I don't think there were a lot of people who are major fans of the books.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Isn't that, like, high-key common sense? You would have want to do the narrative that's more popular.
But I think because there's a lot of mystery there and they didn't want to name anyone or, like, give, like, I don't know. Because FNAF lore is always mysterious. Sorry.
You're good.
Because FNAF lore is always mysterious. I just think that...
Just getting emotional, guys.
No, I'm not getting emotional. I'm sickly, unfortunately.
Aww.
I'm not getting emotional, but, like, it was disappointing. And FNAF lore is so complicated, so I understand the challenge they had to think, like, whether, like, what parts of the first game do they want to add, what parts of the game's franchise they want to add.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they chose well.
Fair enough. Can we talk about, have you ever seen Fallout?
Mm-mm.
You haven't seen Fallout? You know the game?
Vaguely. Yeah, actually, no, yes, I remember. I didn't see the adaptation, but I know of it, and I do know the games.
Okay.
I'm a real gamer.
You're a real gamer. Okay. I loved Fallout, like the live action, I think it was fantastic. It's on Prime Video, I believe. Yes. I think you should definitely watch it. It was way more gory than what I expected, but for good reason.
Okay.
Do you know the concept of Fallout?
They're in a vault.
They're in a vault. Long story short, nuclear fallout. They live.
Oh my god, that's why it's called Fallout.
Yes, and it takes place in the future. Mm-hmm. And they live in vaults underground because, you know, the surface level world.
Not safe, yeah.
Not safe, right? And I love the aesthetic of the entire show because it's kind of like those like vintage cartoons that I used to watch as a kid. Question mark? I don't know. I watched a lot of like vintage cartoons when I was younger, like the Disney ones. And it kind of has like that Cuphead aesthetic with it.
Yeah.
A lot of the technology that they use is like retro themed. I love it. The theming of the show is beautiful. Mm-hmm. The promotion of the show was amazing. Mm-hmm. I think that was a genuinely good adaptation, but that's coming from me who I just watched the show. I didn't play the game until like my boyfriend played the game afterwards and he really liked it.
Well, I mean, I don't know that much about Fallout, so I can't really like argue.
Watch it.
Yeah, I should. I know I should. I can't really argue for or against that, but I am glad to hear there's another successful adaptation.
Yes, I think they're going to do a season two because it was that good. And, like, that made... I feel like when you have a good adaptation, it actually... It makes you want to play the game. Makes you want to learn more about the game. So I'm just like, come on, let's make better adaptations.
I think the mark of a good adaptation is when people who aren't, like, the original fan base watch it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the FNAF movie was a mix, which is what led to the mixed reviews. But it definitely did not...
it made them money, so they're going to make a second one.
It made
them
money. And I do want a second one. Like, as much as I have complaints, I want a second one.
Me too.
I will throw a fit if I don't get it.
I hope they do, like, I hope they do FNAF 2. Like, where they're in, like, the... Well, I don't
know.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think because they're going with the story of the books, I don't know what they're going to do, and I'm nervous.
Me too. I was looking on, like, Wikipedia. Apparently, they're also programmed for a FNAF 3 as well.
That would be so cool. I hope they do.
I do hope it becomes a series.
I hope it becomes a series. I really want to see a Security Breach movie. One thing about gamers is that, like, I don't like this culture of, like, oh, we don't like this thing. Let's go send hate to everyone there.
Yeah. I feel like it's not even the gaming community. It's just because they're on the internet.
Yeah, it's like Twitter users.
Yeah, basically.
Unfortunately.
It's very unfortunate. I don't think anyone should deserve hate at the end of the day. It's just...
Oh, yeah, no.
Constructive criticism.
Not.
I don't know if that's
like,
the word.
As I've talked about this before, but as much as we are like, gaming sucks, we never want to, like, ruin people's work. Because we are creators ourselves, right?
Yeah.
And we don't want to just sit here and be like, oh, your work is horrible. Because it's not. That's not what we're trying to say. It's just that sometimes, like, everything deserves criticism.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are constructive. Sometimes we could be a little more constructive.
Absolutely.
But I think it's always fun to dramatize a little bit.
Yeah, and, like, at the end of the day, I feel like, at least for myself personally, I don't write negative comments. I kind of just keep it to myself. If anything, I just say verbally. Like, if you're not going to say it to the person's face, just don't.
Well, a lot of this podcast is technically negative comment. But I'd like to think of it more as being constructive rather than necessarily we're just hating. Because that's absolutely not the point, right? Like, although I've said, like, I did not like this adaptation. I didn't like this. I didn't like that.
There's still good things about it.
There are still good things about every single thing we've mentioned. People still put work into them. And that work should not go, like, unnoticed.
Yeah.
It's just that it could be better at times.
Yeah.
At multiple times in some cases.
I genuinely don't believe that, like, everything you do is bad. Right? Like, everyone has their good and bad projects.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think it's a little unfortunate that the FNAF movie was not the best.
And
considering the love, the fandom, and how passionate they are about the game.
And there's no, like, one person or company or whatever that is there to blame. It's just, like, a series of unfortunate events that leads to these things, right?
I agree.
But also, in general, I hope we just stop seeing so many freaking sequels all the time.
I feel like adaptations have gotten better over the years. I feel
absolutely.
Like back then.
Back in the day. Back in my day.
They used to be, like, genuinely not good, most of them. But now I would say, like, mo- most of them are good. There's always that one or two that are like,
I do know people are tired of adaptations and sequels and animated and re-released and re-recorded, and I am too.
Oh, yeah, like, where are the original stories?
Right.
Yeah.
But I also do think there is value in adaptations, more so than sequels, I would say. Like, sometimes stories don't need to be continued. Sometimes, like, the first movie is enough.
Interstellar.
I've actually not seen Interstellar.
Watch Interstellar. You have to watch it.
I have a long watch list after this podcast.
Not gaming related, but
not you guys gaming should watch related. Interstellar. But yeah, ultimately, like, as much as we sit here and complain, like, I think there is so much value in bringing a video game to a new audience. So unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today until we are turned into that adaptation. We have been your sort of pessimistic hosts.
And this has been Gaming Sucks.
Thanks for playing.